flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone between.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen and everyone between. Hey.
And you can probably hear I do have my lovely buddy on the podcast this week. That is one half of the Fluffy Boys, Ibs.
Hello.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I not speaking today?
I don't know.
Anyway,
where were you yesterday
let's not talk about it.
Danny's not here. Danny's not here to distract us. So
yeah, that's not at me on the podcast. Fine. I was in Tottenham. I'm not happy about it.
The best place in the world.
I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
Maybe she went out.
Maybe
she went out for a date.
Hashtag GSD. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. well, this is it's just me and Ibs today.
Yeah.
The Wakanda Forever episodes.
Yes.
For the next 2 weeks.
Well, we are in October, so you know what time it is.
Black History Month, isn't it, in the UK? So it's Wakanda Forever vibes. And this week we have had some interesting things happening in wrestling. Obviously, WWE, AEW. We rarely talk about TNA. I'm so sorry. But AEW has had its Wrestle Dream pay-per-view. But we're going to talk about that later.
Yes.
We will kick it off with talking about WWE. Obviously, you wasn't here when we did our review of... Actually, it was just me. Review of Bad Blood with the return of Jimmy Uso.
He wasn't the only return, was he?
He wasn't the only return.
He wasn't, was he?
We had Raquel Rodriguez, and then obviously we had The Rock, who, if you haven't heard, has apparently stated that he's not going to be involved in Survivor Series War Games because he has got filming schedule. So what was the point of you turning up?
Why did you turn up?
I don't understand.
Was it because it was in Atlanta? Because right now, the WWE PLEs, that's the first time I've said that without messing it up.
I really can't get into PLEs.
PLEs.
It's so weird.
Yeah, we're old school.
We're old school. It's pay-per-views.
But I feel like they are the best they have ever been, i.e. they're short, sweet, got a big surprise at the end. They feel like season finales, which pay-per-view should always be. Mm. But now, with The Rock just not going to be there for another 2 months, why?
Why? What's the point?
Like, so for the next 2 months, we're going to be like, what bloodlines are you going to choose? But it don't make no sense to me. Like, I'm happy to see The Rock. Every time I hear, if you smell, I lose my shit. On
I think
regular
everyone
basis.
Lost their shit at Bad Blood, didn't they?
But the fact that it's the second time The Rock's pulled up in the last few years, and we're like, we're happy, but why though?
Why are you here? Well, let's talk about SmackDown. Obviously, Roman or Jimmy Uso opened up the show to a pop. He had a big pop,
and he's got the tune as well. He's got his song.
Well, he had his song before,
but like, it's good to hear it. Like, I forgot that he had his own tune.
Yeah.
I forgot he had his own tune.
You just imagine just hearing, ooh, yeah. So I just read it.
And his song sounds like more he rapped it, less than Jimmy. Like, less than Jay. Because I always said, like, they asked Jay to record his song straight after he got betrayed. and it sounds like it. It's like, it's just me, ooh. Like, whereas his one, it felt like he's like, yeah, I've got time to wrap my bars. But anyways, like, it's good to see Jimmy back. I'm intrigued how they're going to push Jimmy. Or I'm more intrigued at how they're going to get Jay into the Bloodline fold again.
Well, obviously on SmackDown, Jimmy opened up the show. Roman Reigns came out and asked everyone on a very rare occasion to acknowledge Jimmy.
Yeah.
He asked everyone to acknowledge Jimmy. Everyone was a bit like, do we have to? I felt that's what was the vibe in the audience. Everyone was a bit like,
oh, fuck.
Do we have to? Why?
No, man.
And Roman was like, come on, let's just acknowledge Jimmy.
But also, with Roman's promo, I don't know how I felt about it. Because, like, we obviously know that he's the tweener on SmackDown now. Mm. But it felt too babyface for me. And I'm not going to, I've made the decision that every time I see Roman do a babyface-ish promo, I don't like it. Yeah. I think it just brings me back to the big dog.
Yeah.
So, like, I saw it, I was watching it going, yeah, like, I respect everything you're saying, but I don't like the way you've said this.
You've got to appreciate how he's got so much, like, hype around him at the moment in time. Like, they for WWE have finally got him where they wanted to have him, what, 6-7 years ago?
All they had to do is get rid of Vince.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do.
That's all you had to do. Get rid of Vince and then turn him heel. Yeah. That's all you had to do. That's all you had to do. And they make him champion for 3 years.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, weirdly enough, why is he not in the documentary? He's not in, like, he doesn't speak in the documentary, does he?
I have a feeling he was, I feel like...
Let me just...
But obviously with the bloodline drama going on, Jimmy was very much like, we need to have help. There's obviously four 2.0 bloodline members and there's just two OTB.
Oh yeah. The original bloodline. Oh no, that's T-O-T-B-S.
Oh, let's just say that there's two OB members, the original bloodline members. And we saw on Raw that Jimmy was waiting in Jay's.
The way Jimmy was...
The door open, can we talk?
I think that the security policy on Monday Night Raw is our madness, yeah? How can you allow someone else into someone else's changing room? Like, before when they look like twins, you'd be like, all right, fair, that's Jay. But the fact that what they look completely different now with the plaits and stuff, you're like, no, you can't go into someone else's changing room and wait there, like, ominously. Like, I feel like even if it wasn't like, I know it's his brother, so you'd be less likely to be like, oh, whoa. But if anybody was in the changing room that I was in, that wasn't meant to be in there, I'd feel some type of way too. And like, they've been through it. Like, remember, it was just April that them man lobbed each other through table.
Exactly.
It was April. Give it time.
Exactly. And I think we got that from Jay. Jay was very much like, I don't want to talk to you.
Do you know what? Like, one day we'll be able to do it. But I think if we did have a sponsor, this would be a great time to be like, this is sponsored by BetterHelp. And then get them two to come together. And if you do discount code the Usos, you get 0% off because we're not sponsored.
For BetterHelp. Yeah, that's what we want. We're trying to get that sponsorship, aren't we?
Yeah, soon come.
Soon come. It was... I feel like eventually Jay will, obviously... We've got like a month.
I don't... Listen.
We've got a month before War Games. Forget about Saudi Arabia.
The only way it makes sense for Jay to be like, all right, fine, family comes first, is if the bloodline come and they ruin his title shot. That's the only, but still in a way, like, you've left Jay for all this time, and now you're just gonna pull up randomly to stick it on him, like, at the, like, in the next match. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think personally it should have been, they should have got Sammy first.
I think they're gonna get Sammy and Sammy's gonna turn Jay.
That's what should happen. But I think in canon it should have been Sammy getting approached by Jimmy first, him being all in, and then the whole thing of like Sammy getting Jay involved. To be fair, annoyingly, Survivor Series has come too soon for this storyline for it to be what it should be. Like,
well, we have got Saudi Arabia, which we all know is probably not going to have any sort of bloodline involvement unless it's a tag team match, and then after that, then it's War Games.
How long is that? That's like a month and a bit.
Yeah, we've got like probably like 5 weeks.
But hold on, because remember we had Bloodline Civil War. How long did that take for it to fester for us to be like foaming at the mouth? That took forever.
Yeah.
Same with the story. Every big Bloodline moment has given up. We've been anticipating it. It's been like an episode succession. We're waiting for the big thing in the episode before last. I think this one is being a bit rushed. It's annoyingly like, it's like we're going to put him in there because it's War Games.
Well, because I'm assuming after War Games, it will be then Roman and Solo one-on-one for the first... I can never pronounce the name.
For what?
For
the... Wait, hold on.
Go on.
Ufala? No.
Ufala?
Ufula. There's like another syllable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
The, you know what I'm saying? Don't have two dyslexic people on it on the podcast.
Thank God we didn't see the spelling of it.
Yeah,
we
were like,
the red, the beads.
Well, we're talking about bloodline drama. It has kind of impacted Cody Rhodes' relationship with Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
As we saw after the end of Bloodline, which no one was talking about until really SmackDown. And then Kevin Owens was kind of like, why is everyone vexed at me? Because you attacked him from nowhere.
I was so frustrated by that storyline. Because I thought if there was a window where we could do like an evil swerve of Cody becoming heel, it would have been that. We could have done it where for like 2-3 weeks, Kevin's like, nah, didn't hit him like that. Like, you should have seen what he did to me first. And then like Cody lying, and then the video comes out and that would be good. As soon as he got Randy, I was like, oh man.
Yeah, because it seems like Randy's now going to be like versus Kevin Owens. Because in the next Saudi Arabia, so this is what I feel that's going to happen. We've got Saudi Arabia coming up next. Obviously, Cody is involved with Gunther in this whole champion versus champion.
I'm fucking with. Like, even though like the belt is pointless.
Yeah.
I thought their promo on Monday was really good. I thought them two like mean mugging each other, or like trying to G check each other in a very like sly. It felt like a corporate G check. That's what it felt like. It felt like a corporate G, like two guys at work who are gunning for the same promotion, and one of that they have to be nice to each other because obviously they're at work. Yeah. But seriously, if they were at the pub, they would have like smashed each other's heads in. But yeah, I'm intrigued by the matchups for Crown Jewel. I don't care about the belt. The belt just looks like the AEW women's title.
It's too sparkly.
Yeah.
Why is it so
rhinestone? It's a bit vajazzled. Yeah. That's what it's giving.
It's giving bling.
Yeah. Like, what's...
And also, are you just going to walk around with two belts?
Yeah. Does it make sense for you? Oh, you're only allowed to have this belt in Saudi.
Imagine you can only carry it. Only travel with it in Saudi.
Riyadh Airport, like, nah, my G, that stays here.
Exactly. Every time you come back into Saudi, you may have it now.
Yeah. Just at customs, just waiting for you with your passport.
Yeah, here's your passport and here's your belt.
Go defend. Is this the most anticipated Saudi show?
No. We all know the Saudi shows are not...
Yeah, they're money-making exercises.
They're not really there for the storyline. I think the only storyline that will be on the pay-per-view is probably Cody and Kevin.
Mm.
I think that's the only one. No, I've lied to you. That's going to be at Survivor Series.
Ooh.
That will be at Survivor Series. Cody versus Kevin Owens.
Do you know what? Like, why? Like I said, going back to this like War Games match here. I think, Bloodline. But like the new Bloodline, I think they're unserious. I just think they're just unserious dons.
The only two really that are like,
It's
Solo and Jacob.
Yeah. Like, if them two were a tag team, they'd be like, oh, they'd have the belts forever.
I'm not going to lie to you. Do I keep forgetting the other two names? Yes, I do.
Tama and Tonga. But then the thing is, because Tama is... Is Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa?
Yeah.
Why? You men are brothers. You lot knew you were going to confuse us. At least Jimmy and Jay. Tonga and Tonga. Bruv.
Double tongue,
and we still don't remember you. One of them had an eye patch once. That's what I know. Like the other one, at least when he had long hair in New Japan, we knew who he was.
Exactly.
Now we're like, you're even more like, oh mate.
I'll tell you what, I feel really bad for them because they were like, when they turned up, especially Tonga. Jimmy.
Tama Tonga is the one that like had a bit of
hype.
He's like the Bullet Club co-founder. Yeah. Which the fact that you are like the fourth, like the eighth best Bloodline member when you created the Bullet Club makes no sense.
Oh shit.
Like, he's like the eighth.
He is. Oh no, wait. Is he the eighth? Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
No, wait.
If we're doing non-kayfabe, he's below Naomi.
Wow.
He's below Naomi. Let's be real.
Wow.
And Naomi's never been a part of the thing.
What about Nia Jax?
Nah, he's below her as well. Nia's doing bits. We'll get into that. Let's finish off this bit. We'll talk about Nia, innit? We'll talk about Nia.
Well, let's finish it. Okay. Because basically, I do feel like it's an interesting situation with the bloodline. Too much... I tell you what, Jay's involved in like too many storylines at the moment. Like, same with Cody. He's involved in three at the moment. Too many. But Bloodline 2.0 versus Bloodline
OB.
Original Bloodline.
Okay.
We will have at War Games. The other question I have for you is, what other War Games matches they're going to be?
What, if that's not the match?
No, that's going to... Obviously, they have two matches.
They don't have two War Game matches.
They always have two War Game matches.
No, I don't think they did last year.
They did. They had a women's one.
Oh, okay. So if we're doing women's one...
No, but the problem I have is... There's not enough women in WWE to have beef with in order for them to establish, unless they're doing this tag team falafel, which I'm not impressed by. This tag team situation that's happened on Raw, I am not impressed with the women's division. Natty's back.
All right. First off,
Valkyrie's in it.
First off,
your two little dancing girls are in it.
What the ones where you do the keg stand thing? Those small little girls are we're gonna fight you. Shut up! With big Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair just going bonk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it'd be that.
What about the Scottish girls?
Yes, what I'm saying. They're in the tag team falafel as well. So it'd be like those four versus the Scottish girls. And then
Nash Legend and
no, Sonya.
Oh, Collective.
Collective, yeah.
That's another silly group. Like I
heard a rumor that it's just been going around on the internet. It's called the Lesbians.
Yeah, part two.
And I was just like, that's so rude.
But also, it may be semi-factually incorrect, but hey, listen, whatever gets you screen time, gets you screen time. I think the women's tag team division, I'm happy that they're trying. This is the most they've tried.
It's true.
What you think about it? It's the most they've ever tried on this division.
I did feel bad for Lash though.
Yeah.
And
With the Kevin Owens thing in between, I didn't like that.
And then the match was like 3 minutes.
Yeah. And especially because obviously it's obviously Black History Month. I feel extra
America.
Yeah. Well, I feel extra type of way watching some of these things. Like, did you really have to get the big white man to come and stop this on our month? You know what I mean? You're taking a piss, but.
They are trying with the tag team, the women's tag team.
Yeah, but I think there should be an NXT tag team title, a tag team women's title. For the simple reason is, if these girls, let's say if Lash Legend and I forgot my girl's name, because I don't really watch NXT that much, but like if they win the titles or if they like, if they're in this program and then they lose the titles, what, do they have to go back to developmental?
Yeah.
But like, why are we doing that?
I think
why are we pushing developmental tag teams? Yeah, when you've got a properly underutilized roster.
Jakara
Jackson. Listen, shout out Shawn Michaels, head of creative. We know what you're doing, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you're doing. Yes.
He's creating more bunda for.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Keep doing what you're doing, Shawn Michaels. But
I think the women's division is better. I don't agree with you with Nia. Let me hear your thoughts.
Oh, hear about Nia. Okay, one, this is the best we've seen Nia. Numero uno.
Did you not see the match?
Yeah. Listen. We all know what Maya, Nia is. Yeah, we know that Nia's got a mistake in her.
She got not just one mistake. Six?
Okay, well, not per match. I think she's limiting the mistakes. Yeah, like
did you not see the match at Bad Blood?
I did. Okay, hold on. Wait. All right.
Go on.
All right.
I'm waiting for this defense.
Who on SmackDown right now, apart from her, would you be like, if they got the title, you'd be like, fair?
Tiffy.
Not yet. I think Tiffy annoyingly is going to become a baby face and win the title.
Yeah.
How's that working?
Yeah, like, not too much.
Yeah. But like, yeah, no, Tiffy's, yeah. Tiffy maybe, but apart from that, no one else. Bailey, I'm tired of it. I don't need to see Bailey title run for a little while.
Yeah.
Naomi, I don't think they're booking her in a way that they want to give her the title.
She just needs to join the bloodline.
Yeah. Why can't they make a female bloodline member?
Exactly.
They should have done that time ago. Who else is there? Natty, who cares? Respectfully.
She's not even on SmackDown.
Yeah, I know, but I just need to make that clear that no one cares. I'm tired.
Wow.
Why? Listen, she has been meh since she pulled up.
Wow.
What? Like, I know she's probably like helping all the other wrestlers and like making them better, but how have you made everyone better but not yourself? To this day.
Allow her, man.
Nah, dead. Rubbish.
She's a Guinness Rubbish. World Record holder.
Yeah, listen, get your Hall of Fame ring and clear out. I'm tired of you. Yeah. All right. Who's next on the roster?
I'm just double checking.
What females?
Well, Bianca Belair and...
Yeah, okay. But I like what they're doing holding the belts. And I think, you know me, I call them Black Girl Magic. I want them to have the belts forever and they can smash whoever they want to. But yeah, eventually when they get out of that picture, they will be the next two I'd consider. Well, but they need to have their own feud first.
Well, the question I've got for you is, are you missing Charlotte Flair? Yeah, mate.
I hate to admit it, but yes. Yeah. Because you always knew, no matter like... okay, I miss heel Charlotte. That's who I miss. I miss like her being like detestable energy. Like you'd see she's like Tiffy, like Tiffy in 5 years.
Yeah.
When Tiffy made her money and retired and she got like the rich family and all that, yeah. That's who I think of Charlotte Flair.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah. Like, like Charlotte Flair gives the energy of like a reality TV show bitch. Like you hate her, but you need her in the show.
Candice LeRae.
Exactly. The fact that I was like, Candice LeRae.
Erica Lopez. Wow.
Ain't she on NXT?
No.
Erica Lopez.
Yeah, she got upgraded.
And she got drafted as well. I ain't seen her since.
With La Gaza Fantasma.
Oh, her. Yeah, exactly. The fact that I didn't know she like...
Meechin.
Actually, okay, right. Now you've hit a belly, yeah. Meechin, all right, credible contender. It'll be nice to see her because she's like a badass baby face. But my person is Chelsea Green.
I was just about to say, all right. Chelsea. Okay,
let's go back to it. I would fuck with Chelsea Green giving her the title.
Yeah.
I think she should have won Money in the Bank.
Yeah. I think we all agree.
Yeah.
It was either her or Tiffy.
Yeah. Her work lately has been phenomenal.
Hilarious.
If she wasn't a heel, which I don't see her as a heel anymore. Like, she just... Like, there's some wrestlers you're like, you're just entertainment.
Yeah.
And long may your entertainment continue.
Chelsea is one of those.
If anyone, I want Chelsea to win it. In a perfect world... We get Chelsea to win it on a random SmackDown. Yeah, everyone gets bare shocked.
Yeah.
Tiffy cashes in during her first titled events where Chelsea looks absolutely boss, but Tiffy comes in and gets the title. Because I think as much as if she won the title...
I'll tell you who she reminds me of.
Who?
Carmella.
Yeah.
She has Carmella energy.
Yeah.
Well, you know she's not the best wrestler in the world, but the entertainment value is.
Exactly. And I think... Obviously, you want good wrestlers to be in these wrestling companies. But I think if you are 60% promo, 40% action, you should take it. I think they're a good wrestler.
Yeah. I agree.
I think they're a good wrestler. And Chelsea's bringing eyes on seats. We actually cared about her matches. I'm actually watching her little things when I see it. If I see it randomly on the internet, I am watching it. Because she's entertainment.
Yeah. Like, I definitely agree.
Yeah, so, okay, if there's anybody on SmackDown that I want to have the belt or take it off Nia at this moment in time would be Chelsea Green.
Well, you told me the list has come out for the women.
Yes, it has. It has.
Obviously a few weeks ago we talked about the men's list, the top three, top 100.
Do you want, what do you want off me? I've got the top 20 here.
Okay, I want Top five. I think I can, let me see if I can guess.
All right, go.
Okay, right. I don't know what order they're in.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you who I think is in top five.
All right.
And you can tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
Okay. Bailey.
Mm-mm.
Becky.
Mm-mm.
Bianca.
Mm-mm.
What? No. What?
None of Black Girl Magic is in the top 20.
Rhea is.
Rhea's number three.
Okay, Rhea's number three.
Was she number one last year? Because she had to be number one last year, surely. I'll check. We'll check it. We'll do it.
But Mercedes Moné is not even...
Nah.
Not top five?
Nah.
Mercedes Moné?
Nah.
Mercedes Moné?
I'll say... let me tell you now, yeah?
Yeah?
There's like...
Don't piss me
in
off.
The top 20, there's two black people in it.
What? Is Bianca one of them?
No.
What? Don't tell me it's Jade.
No. They're both not in it. Black Girl Magic's not on it.
Who's in the top 20? Who's black?
We've got Athena.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know what? Longest reigning women's ROH champion. You know what? Fair play.
I need to get back onto watching Athena because I think her special move, I think her stunner from the top rope thing is
it's amazing.
My favorite finisher move like in life.
It's amazing.
Like, you know she's going to have serious back problem when she's older, but...
Yeah.
But I just hope you're stretching, madam.
Okay, Athena, I will allow. What number?
10.
You know what? I allow it. Go on.
Do you know who the other person is?
Go on.
Willow Nightingale, number 8.
Over Bianca Belair?
Yeah. Bianca's not here. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Jade Cargill.
I don't mind Jade not being in it.
Not yet.
But Bianca.
No Mercedes in the top 20.
No. Wow. Not okay. Fine. Carry on. Right. So who? So top three. So top five.
So you've got Rhea. You've got Rhea at three.
Three. So who's five?
Five. Stephanie Valkyrie, the one that's just jumped on the NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cold.
Yeah. She's cold. She's
cold.
That's gonna be.
And she's got like the.
The vibe. The energy.
Like she just gives pro wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, Mika Stardom.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I
wouldn't put that in four, but you know, that's my personal preference. All right.
Number two is Jordynne Grace. The NXT knockouts, not NXT, the TNA knockouts champion. She's had a big year, though.
Yeah, no, she's had a big year. I'm not.
What it is because we don't watch TNA. That's the real.
I watch TNA occasionally. And you know what? Her bits in NXT have been cold.
Yeah.
And I'm not downrating her or whatever, but like two? Carry on. Who's number one?
Number one is the former AEW Women's Champion. It is Timeless Toni Storm.
You know what? I actually can't be mad at that. Notable people.
Oh, what? Lyra Valkyrie was in 20. But then no Bianca. Nah, listen.
No Bianca. No one.
But Lyra's in it. Yeah, Lyra. My girl, like the crew girl. The one that's doing...
Caca.
That's basically...
Caca.
That's basically her gimmick.
Caca.
I like birds.
Caca.
I'm from Ireland and I like birds.
I am slightly vexed with top five. And if you're telling me Bianca's not even top 10...
Nah.
That's a violation.
Liv at 12.
Yeah.
Roxanne Perez at 11. Which is, I don't know. Bailey 7. Mariah May 9.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who's doing the list, but we need to have a conversation. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. EO got 13.
30?
13.
Oh, 13. I thought you said 30. Nah. That was going to be a violation. Okay, fine.
I think I'm more annoyed about the women's
than
the men's one.
Yeah.
Because there's been some court, like, I don't know, innit? I think some people
I will give it to Timeless.
Yeah, I think some people got like a legacy pass this year. Because is Becky in the top 20 best wrestlers this year?
No.
Exactly.
Is she in the list?
Yeah, she's 17th. Let me show you.
No.
Yeah, Becky.
It's a violation.
Becky is... Yeah, Becky's number 17.
Violation.
Yeah, no, I just... Okay. Listen,
I'm gonna cool myself down because we need to talk about AEW.
What we need to do is we're gonna do our own list, yeah?
Oh, yes!
We're gonna do our own list. And what we should do, people, if anybody you want us to be considered for the list, please put a DM or add a comment and we'll consider them on the list. Any wrestler, yeah? Any wrestler. You know what? It could be any wrestler from the last how many years. If you think they deserve to get a shout out, we'll put them on the list.
No, but it's basically the list every year, the top wrestlers of the last year.
But like, I think they've... Do you think...
It's the last year.
Well, as in not this year?
As in the last year. As in the last 12 months.
Okay. I'm going to pretend that I still understand. I understand, but let's...
Let's move on.
Yeah, please. Please.
Right, so we are now going to talk about Wrestle Dream, which was long, as always.
Yeah, listen.
Ibs, did you watch the whole thing?
No. What?
Including the pre-matches, 13 matches.
How?
13.
Whoever spoke to WWE to tell them, listen, anything more than five, man, them are falling asleep, yeah. They need to speak to AEW. Yeah. Because 13 matches.
13 matches. 13 matches.
They should just do two-day pay-per-views. Why not?
I don't know why they're just trying to cram everything in. Also, a lot of these don't have legitimate storylines that I care about.
Yeah.
AEW, you need to think, really, can we talk about your long-term booking? Because even the main event, which we obviously will talk about, could have been done in long-term booking. Yeah. I appreciate that Daniel is ill and like he's knee surgery and whatever, but you could have done that in a different way. Anyway, we'll talk about it anyway. I'm not going to talk about
Which is really weird with AEW, because when AEW started... That's the biggest thing everyone praised it for. It's long-term storytelling. Look at Hangman Adam Page's road to the title.
Yeah,
like that's when I was like in depth into AEW. Like, look at MJF snaking Cody.
Yeah,
like these are long storylines that were told. Look at finding out the last member of the when Brody Lee was it Brody Lee?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Brody Lee.
No, the guy who fought... Brody Lee's the person that died. John Huber, RIP. But there's another dude that fights Darby Allin all the time.
Swerve?
No. The guy that fought Darby Allin at the last pay-per-view event.
This one that just went?
Yeah. Oh, and he stamped on it. And like basically, Darby Allin was in
Brody
between...
Brody King.
Yeah, Brody King. Yeah. I think Brody King is a scary dude and just leave little Darby Allin alone. It's not fair.
Okay. I will say out of the 13 matches, two of them were women matches.
Yeah.
Two out of the 13, and one of them was on the main event.
That was the Willow.
That was the Willow one. That was the only women's match that was on main event. I'm not going to talk about them all. I will talk briefly. Jay White versus Hangman Page was a banger.
Yes.
Very shocking for me that Jay White won, even though I'm very, very happy. Was a very good match. Great way to open a pay-per-view. I keep saying they're versus.
They say pay-per-views. They call it pay-per-views.
Mariah May defeated Willow Nightingale, which I didn't think should have happened. I think Willow should have won.
Yeah, but Willow's style of wrestling and the character kind of allows her to take some L's in a way.
I do agree.
Like she's like a lovable rogue who's a babyface.
I think my problem is that I'm not embracing Mariah May as champion.
Why?
There's something about her. I don't know what it is. Even how she wrestles, I don't know what it is. I'm not engaged with Mariah May.
Do you think maybe because we've come from the Toni Storm era and we were so enthralled and engaged, whoever was going to be champion would have been fucked anyway?
No, I think if it was, for example, like Night, like Willow, I don't think I would have been
that upset.
Yeah. I think if it had been like several other people.
She's got a sliminess to her character.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Which is not likable, even as a heel. But we need to understand that some people can be like heels, not like heels that we could be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate your guts, but also, yeah. Like MJF, yeah, I hate your guts, yeah. But still sign my poster, yeah.
Well, speaking about MJF, we did have Jack Perry versus, I'm so going to say this wrong name, Katsushori? Katsushori?
Yeah, they fought for the...
Shabata.
I believe you.
So dyslexic.
I believe you.
And for me, it was a banging match, but Jack Perry won. It was for the AEW TNT Championship. But at the end of the match, we had...
Garcia
come out. Because obviously on AEW Dynamite, he announced he renewed his contract and he was staying, and he was coming after champion. So after this match, he came out, and then MJF music hits. He comes out, beats up Garcia, and then
it's all about the boot.
Adam Cole comes out,
baby.
Comes out to a massive pop and then attacks MJF. But this storyline
is good. Continue, please.
It makes no sense. How did this make sense? I appreciate that MJF is now a heel, but we forget the whole devil.
We forget that Adam Cole snaked the ting, bruv. Like, on a different level. Like, at Wembley, like, swerved, like,
everyone,
everything.
Even though it was a shit way to end that whole devil situation. But, like, up until, like, what, 4 months ago when my man was on a ramp in a wheelchair, everyone was still booing him. Like, where's the rest of his posse?
It makes no sense.
Okay,
that jarred me because obviously I'm a, like, everyone knows who listens to the podcast. I'm in and out with AEW. So then when I come back to watch it and he's getting a big, I was like, reception. I was like, wait, I swear we're meant to hate this, Don.
Because...
Like, so what? So now Adam's the babyface.
Yeah. And then he did a promo on AEW this week and it was just like, it makes no sense.
And the thing is, they, like, a lot of AEW, especially like AEW's like fans, they're kind of like, they've got the energy of, we are smarter than WWE fans
because
we deserve better storylines. But then you, man, have accepted this.
I've done nothing.
Yeah. You've accepted it.
Why?
Did he, in his promo, I didn't see it, but in his promo this week, was he like, oh yeah, my bad, I did dirty?
He didn't even say that. He was like, sometimes you got to fight evil with evil. That's what my man said. You got to fight evil with evil. That was his justification.
So to leave us confused.
Yeah. So I must now be confused for you to fight evil with evil.
I don't get it.
But.
And even like, if he just attacked him on a random thing, that would have made more sense. But the whole music, why is he leaving Daniel Garcia? Like, are they going to become mates now?
Because the whole thing is, like, I appreciate that MJF is a better heel than he is babyface. The same with Adam Cole. He's a better babyface than he is heel.
No, hold on. Are we forgetting the Undisputed Era running?
Yeah, but it's a bit like we love to hate him.
Yeah,
remember how, like, Rhea was?
Roman Reigns, all that kind of
vibe. Like, yeah. But he's still like, we love to hate you. Mm. We'll see what happens. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. We then had the three-way AEW International Championship match.
Hey.
Which, the ending...
Bruv.
There were two snakes on this pay-per-view. There were two big old snakes on this pay-per-view. And, oh.
The random brother?
No, it wasn't random.
Well, okay, well... In my eyes.
Well, because that's because you don't... And the funny thing is, you've seen him live.
What, swear to God?
Yeah.
What, at Progress?
Yeah.
Oh. So if anything, I should have more of a connection to him than Ricochet and Mr. Ospreay. But like, yeah, I feel like Ricochet's found his place.
Ricochet's back. I think it was a very good match for all three of them. Include, because obviously we do have a new international championship. Karashida.
No, I'll say it.
Go on.
Say it.
Go on. You pronounce the name. Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, our new AEW Intercontinental Champion, International Champion is Konosuke Tashanita. Tashanita. Do you know, I want to shout all the AEW commentators who every week, yeah, say these man's names without any fail. Yeah. Live on air in front of millions of people, because I got a warning. Even before she asked me, I was kind of looking. I don't know if I've done it right. But hey, well done to you, big man. Good.
That's hilarious.
Hey. I think we might need to go to a Japanese class how to say these guys' names.
We're going to have to do Japanese
the guys
class.
And ladies' names.
But he is the new international champion with the assist of Snake Kyle Fletcher.
Dirty man.
Dirty dog.
Dirty man.
Turned on his long-term friend in terms of the Don Callis family. Turned on Will Ospreay. There was... screwdrivers involved.
You just know that Don Callis is the ultimate
devil.
Yeah,
devil. Yeah.
Devilish man.
Yeah, and it was a very good match. All three had a very good match, I will say. For me, it's probably the match of the night.
Mm.
And I think any match that Will Ospreay's in is going to be.
Yeah, I have no issue. I have one issue with Will Ospreay, and everyone knows that about the way his use of the term brother and the way he uses it, but. I think he's a phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's one of the greatest exports of the modern day, in modern day wrestling.
Mm. We will obviously see the aftermath of the Kyle Will Ospreay feud. We'll see what happens.
But it'll be good now for Will to maybe take a back seat on AEW TV.
I don't think he's going to end up being champion again.
Yeah.
Probably until like Wembley next year.
So when he wins the world
title. Yeah, it'd be Wembley next year.
All right, from afar, and you can feel free to disagree with me. Do you feel like when it comes to who we know who are the main stars, do you think it's clearer in AEW who the main guys are? Or do you think there's like a group of guys who are considered the main guy, but it isn't an official main guy? Because in WWE, we know who we bees.
I think there is the top section of main guys, which I think also comes in like an A and B list.
Yeah.
So there's a top guys and there's like, for example, I think Darby Allin's a top guy, but he's top guy B.
Yeah, top guy B. Would you say MJF is in top guy B?
No, I think he's top guy A.
He's moved to top guy A.
He's moved to top guy A.
Last year was that.
Yeah, that was his peak.
Darby top guy. I'd say, I don't want
Chris Jericho is top guy A.
Yeah, annoyingly.
Not yet.
Like he will be
same
soon.
Same with Swerve.
You say top guy A?
Top guy A? Yeah.
You say he's a top guy A?
Yeah. Also, shout out the return of Swerve.
It's only right. It's only right. In his hometown as well.
Yeah. And he gave props to Nana.
Yeah. Oh, Nana, even though Nana selling weed to high school kids. Yeah. Nah, Nana got put on blast. Nah, listen. I bet when they get off the curtain, like, bro, you know, like, I got a family. And like, brother. A big boy pay-per-view. I'm telling them my business in the streets.
Yeah.
But they're my family. What?
Yeah. That's what family does.
That's what family does.
We put your business up last.
Yeah, snitch on international TV on you.
Well, I've done that to you.
No, yeah, probably.
I've done that to you on this podcast.
Listen, hey.
I'll put you on blast on this podcast.
Hey, yeah, we know. That got me to a love of trouble, that clip.
Yeah. But hey. Well, MVP and Shelton Benjamin obviously approached Swerve on the pay-per-view on his return. And the more or less Swerve was like, nah, I'm sticking with family. it seems like we're going to see a feud with that. And it's basically, when is Bobby Lashley turning up?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, isn't
but
it?
Also, yeah. On Black History Month, what? thank God it's the American. If it was here, I would have been more angry. But like, damn.
I speed through the next few ones. This next match didn't need to be on the card, which is Hologram versus the Beast Mortos.
Hey.
Two out of three falls. Did we need it?
Listen, Sakisa, you know how much I love the flip.
I know you love the flip.
That man.
But did we need it?
No,
on
but
the
also,
13
considering
card?
How big my man is and the way he was flip.
Don't get me wrong. Yes. I love him. He's actually really great. The Beast is amazing.
But
didn't need it on the main card.
Okay, see, this is your problem, AEW. You want to get, obviously, because them man are paying like $80 for the pay per view. I don't know how much it is, whatever. Like, they want to get, you want people to consider getting their money's worth. But yeah, on one hand, I enjoyed the match. Two, I think 2 hours in or like an hour or so into it, I'm like, oh, I'm a bit, I don't need this just now. Like with me, with AEW pay per views, I can't watch them all in one go.
No, you have to bring them
home. Yeah, I can't break them down. Especially because we're up at like, these start at 1 a.m. You think I'm going to be watching 13 wrestling matches and going to bed at like 4, 5, and then trying to have a productive Sunday, even though Sundays are not meant to be productive. Come on, guys. Tony, do better. Do better, Tony.
We then had Brody King versus Darby Allin, which Darby won. Then we had the tag team championship match with Private Party and the Young Bucks, in which the Young Bucks won, which actually was a banging match. I will say this match was banging. I did feel bad for Private Party.
You can see Private Party are slowly but surely becoming a tag team that we're like, okay. Because originally when they came out, we were just like, oh, you're Tony Garnett.
They even changed the music.
Yeah. We thought you were Tony Garnett's best boys and all that. Yeah. But now, like, you can see they're earning their stripes.
Yeah. So we then had Chris Jericho versus Mark Briscoe for the ROH World Championship, which Mark won.
Yeah.
Yeah. It deserved it.
Yeah.
But then we had our main event, which was for the AEW World Championship, in which Bryan Danielson versus John Moxley, and Brian basically lost by technical submission. He basically got knocked out. And then this is meant to be the end of his full-time career. Now, the match itself was great.
Yeah.
Storytelling involved match. Great wrestling. Great energy. The problem I have is the aftermath of this match.
Because they've basically blown up the Blackpool Combat Club, isn't it?
Yeah, so
it's done.
Blackpool Combat Club seems to be renewed into like a 2.0 version. Because we did have a heel turn. I know we had another snitch. We had another snake. That's the one I'm talking about. We had another snake. Wheeler.
Oh yeah, Wheeler,
Wheeler.
He's got such a joke's name.
I know. Wheeler.
Wheeler, you are.
Snaked Brian. Turned his back on him. And whether it was all a ruse from the get-go or whether he just changed his mind last minute, whatever it was, this new Blackpool Combat Club 2.0 with Pac involved and Marina Shafir.
Thank you.
Yeah, with John Moxley in it as well. You didn't see him that big?
No, he's wham. Like,
he's massive.
I don't know what's happened. Like, he's wham. Like, maybe because
Bryan Danielson.
That's correct. Yeah, maybe because he's a much smaller man compared to John. But like John probably looks like he's in the best shape of his life. That shows that if you cut alcohol and smoking out your life, you become a better person.
Well, we do have a new AEW championship. But like I said, it was the aftermath where they basically ran down Darby Alley, ran down Bryan Danielson. Yeah. Again, the bag came out and I was like, dude, let's not do this again. And then obviously, security came out and they were like getting rid of them. Then wrestlers came out, couldn't get them in the ring. There was a whole lot of like, it felt very weird to end the pay-per-view on that energy.
But Isn't that like most AEW pay-per-views? They either end with like, yes, this is what we needed to happen, to be like, no, actually, what the fuck? Not even like, what the fuck, let's watch AEW on the weekdays and all that. No, like, this made no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
We need... resolution. Yeah, you're going to have to watch the post-media come to be like, tell me what your working was.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's your working
out? Yeah, where's your working out?
How does this equal this?
Because you got one mark, you're not getting a second mark.
Here's my question for you. Is this how Bryan Danielson's full-time career should have ended?
Yes.
Oh!
Because Daniel is a pure wrestler. Daniel's like about the I think Daniel's one of them old school wrestlers where you go out on your shield if you're going to go out like as that. You don't want to end leave as champion because no one really leaves as champion. I think Daniel gets the business. Mm. Therefore, as much as... And to be fair, I think those ways to go are probably the better ways to go than either like being like, all right, now bye.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
He deserves the all right now bye, but then he already had the all right now bye when he was in WWE.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel because of what he established in AEW, I feel like it needed to not be as dramatic an ending.
He could have just like, so you feel he could have lost and been like, all right, guys.
Yeah. Had his moment.
Yeah.
Because
not getting mash up.
And like everyone like worried, is he actually dead? I don't need that. Well, let me know if you agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, between in terms of this, or whether you agree with Ibs that this is how he should have ended his full-time career. Please do like and subscribe on the podcast. We will be back next week for another episode of the Wrestle Club podcast, which will be our Black History Month special. So please do like and subscribe. Please tell your friends about the podcast. I, as always, been head of the table, Sakisa, and this week I've been joined by one half of the Fluffy Boys, Ibs.
I'm black, by the way.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda.
We'll see you next week for another episode of Wrestle Club Podcast where we will learn some names.
Yeah.
Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friend. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!